Hey everyone, welcome back to Blind Quest 3, The Ivy Queen. This is part 4. I think we're on part 4. Yeah, we're on part 4. Sorry, I just woke up. We're going to continue. Now, I've been told in the comments that it is, in fact, worthwhile to upgrade my gear with the blacksmith and the guy that makes armor, because it actually does more damage, and I assume it protects you. See, I didn't think it really made that much of a difference in the Frost Demon, but maybe it actually does. So let's go do that here.
Blind Quest, the Ivy.
Saving. To the entrance, to the red, to the square.
Go here. And
you have to the road, to room with, to the entrance, to the port.
Let's go and take care of that real quick.
You have to the craft, to the square.
Fisherman.
To the craft. You blacksmith. Nathan has the hilt of the stiletto used by the chief of the guards. The blacksmith sees it and says that he can repair it in a whiff for only 50 gold. The blacksmith forges a brand new royal guard stiletto in no time. Nathan's blows are now more powerful. The man has heard of some powerful desert magic and wants to put it into a new blade. For 100 gold, 3 desert essences, 5 pairs of boar tusks, and a basilisk fang, he could forge a really powerful blade. Nathan asks about the materials for the desert-infused sword. The blacksmith stops hammering the anvil and repeats, 3 desert essences, 5 pair of boar tusks, a basilisk fang, and a measly 100 gold pieces. Nathan asks...
Right, so that's how I make my next item. Now, I don't think I'm going to bother with this too much, but if the upgrades do help a bit, then this will be worth it.
Leather worker. The leather works the tingling of the scraps of metal that Nathan has in his bag. It's not much, but he can sew them in order to provide some protection for Nathan.
Oops. I skipped that. Basically, he said he would do it all at no charge.
The salvaged armor is not elegant, but helps Nathan to feel less exposed.
Alright.
If Nathan seeks more protection, the man can craft a cured leather armor with 5 boar hides and 2 spiders' chitons. And 50 pieces of gold this time. The leather worker repeats the materials needed to craft a cured leather armor. 5 boar hides, 2 spider chitons, and 50 pieces of gold.
Alright, so...
To the port, blacksmith, to the...
That's that. Now let me check something here. I'm going to...
You have... To the craft district.
Hit the spacebar.
You opened the menu page. Nathan has 45 life points. 376 gold. Nathan reached level 4. Press the I key to open your back in the map.
No, hit backspace
Port
to go back.
Port of Willows to the square.
Alright, now let's go back to the palace and continue exploring.
You have reached to the royal palace and...
Here we go.
You have reached to the square, to the throne, to the palace hall. You have reached wooden carpet, wooden cabinet. Such a showcase of glass flasks, bowls, pots, and cups. Nathan finds an unused flask. Nathan takes it.
That's useful.
Carpet, wood to the library, to the main corridor, to the royal palace, and ivy chandelier. An ivy bush growing from the middle of the ceiling, which holds a dozen glowing rocks, brightening the room. To the main corridor.
Alright.
You have to the greenhouse, to the damsel's room, to the winery, to the palace hall, to the winery. A dark room with a low ceiling and barrels of different dimensions along the wall. Across the room is a wine rack full of bottles. In a corner, a small table with some tools. You have reached Winery. Western Wine Rack. The rack is full of bottles of wine. They are without labels or seals. Nobody would notice a bottle missing. The rack is full of bottles of wine. They are without labels or seals. Nobody would notice a bottle missing. Eastern Wine Rack. The rack is full of dusty bottles of wine. Every one of them has a small lacquer seal engraved with a date. They are old and precious. Better not touch them. Mortar. An empty mortar. An empty mortar.
Okay.
Barrels. Some barrels full of red wine from the kingdom of Reldia. Nathan remembers well the sweet taste of the wine of his land. Some barrels full of red iron cups. Some simple but elegant iron cups. Between them there's a small healing potion. Web. The air in the cellar is full of alcohol. Even the spiders seem drunk. The air in the... To the main corridor. Western... To the...
Alright, so there's that stuff in there. Let's go...
You have reached... To the damsel's room. A circular room big enough to be divided into several small bedrooms by wood and richly ornamented with floral motifs in their fretwork and overlays. A sweet perfume hangs in the air. You have reached... Damsel's room. Draperies. Hooked to the ceiling, they divide the room into many separate spaces, each one with a bed and a nightstand for every damsel of the queen. Loom for weaving. Weaving is considered the perfect pastime for a court damsel. Spindles. Spindles used to spin the wool. Silk cushions.
Okay. Wait, is that my computer making all that noise? Yes, it is. I apologize if you can hear that. I think that's the hard drive and the fans.
Some red silk cushions are scattered on the floor. They look cozy and expensive.
Alright. Sorry about that.
Dolls collection. Some dolls are arranged on a bed. Their empty glass eyes seem to creepily follow Nathan's every movement.
Yeah, that is kind of creepy, isn't it? No thanks.
To the main corridor drapery. You have to the greenhouse. The sun that seeps through the glass roof is warm on the skin. Although there are still a lot of dry leaves on the floor, the plants are blooming again. You have reached greenhouse. Bloody soul bush. A bush full of big red berries. If crushed, they dye everything like red ink. Now, something is needed to crush them. A bush full of big red berries. Nathan took what he needed.
Okay.
Tables. Long tables with a lot of bowls and plants of different shapes and dimensions. Fountain. In an angle, a small fountain with a sink dirtied by soil and rotten leaves. Rack. A wooden rack with sacks of seeds, minerals used as fertilizer, and tools for gardening. Flower plants. A long row of flower plants, planted directly in the soil on the floor at the base of the wall. So many colors, shapes, and scents, they make Nathan feel a bit dizzy. To the main corridor, bloody sir. To the main
So I think now we go back to the winery.
To the damsel. To the winery.
And, let's see.
You Western, Eastern, mortar. Nathan puts the red ink into the flask. Barrel, mortar, an empty mortar, soiled by a thick red liquid with a sweetish smell.
Wait, let me look at my...
You open two, healing, one, rope, one, hook, one, emerald flask, one, mask, one, red ink.
There we go, yep.
Homemade red ink. It has a sweetish smell.
There's the ink.
You open your back barrel. More wine west to the main.
So now we go back here.
You have reached to the green, to the down, to the wine, to the palace hall window.
And here.
You have to the library. You have scribe, painting, scribe. The scribe tells Nathan he'll help and goes to the library shelves. Table, painting, to the library shelf.
Okay.
You have reached oak wood scribe. The scribe finally talks to Nathan. The lichen witch stole the seal and made the Ivy Queen crazy. Nathan has to go to the Desert of Shadows to face the Lichen Witch and bring back the seal. Nathan accepts, hoping it's the last surprise of this trip.
So that is what we shall do.
Oakwood to the library. Scribe. With tears in his eyes, the scribe asks Nathan to save the queen. Oh, to the library. Oakwood bookcase. To the library.
So we're going to go to the desert now, and I think...
You have to the library. To the palace hall. Shelves. You have to the library. To the main... to the royal... Ivy Shant. To the royal palace entrance. You have to the square...
And out here...
You have to the royal palace to room with to the entrance to the port to the crossroad to the arena first ring.
And there's probably no point in going back here. I kind of wonder what happens if I do though. Let's go back in here.
You have reached to the second to the final to the square to the final ring.
Don't think there's anything here, but.
You have a saving point. Kurgan's corpse to the ninth ring. To the podium. You have reached Ivy Queen. The queen is passed out. Alchemist. The man tells Nathan that the queen will be brought back to the palace. Sword fight. Wooden throw. Trumpeter. Banners. They are around the throne.
Yeah, okay, there's nothing here.
To the Ivy.
Alright, let's actually continue to where we have to go.
You have to the first.
I thought there just might be something here.
You have to the second. Saving. Macro to the square. You have to the royal palace entrance.
Also, it's very odd that the alchemist is in two places at once. But we shall ignore that bit of logic, or rather the lack of logic. This is a game, after all. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure the alchemist is also in the throne room of the palace, but, yeah, we'll just,
To room with a trapdoor on the ceiling.
Conveniently ignore that.
To the entrance to the port.
Alright, now I think...
To the cross...
Yep, let's go here.
You have saved... You saved the game. To the entrance of the living fort. To the red cave. To the square. To the willow floating desert man. Sack, desert man.
Wait, is there anything in these fields?
Float to the willow fields.
Well, we can make a look at that later.
Desert man, a man with sunburnt skin. Nathan asks if he knows where the Grey Witch lives. The man tells him that she lives inside a ghost tree. He doesn't know if there are ways to reach her. But the man is an archaeologist and tells Nathan that desert ruins may hide the answer.
Alright.
Floating desert man. A man with sunburnt skin. Nathan asks if he knows where the Grey Witch... Sack, strain, niche, mile, bolt. Saving to the beginning of the desert of the shadows. Save. You saved the game. To the entrance of the living fo- to the red cave. To the square. To the willow fields.
I kind of wonder what's in here. You know what? Let's go.
Nathan has already seen everything there. Better explore some new areas.
Oh, all right.
To the red cave. To the entrance of the living forest.
If you insist.
To the beginning of the desert of the saving. You saved to the beginning. The sand begins to cover the ground, and the plain becomes a desert. The sun is high in the sky, and some tumbleweeds roll around Nathan. You have reached beginning of the desert of the shadows.
Here we are in the desert. Actually, this seems vaguely familiar from the first Blind Quest game. But maybe it's just me.
Saving point. You saved the game.
Alright, let's save the game again. And I got... my nose. Alright. Let's see here. What do we got?
Tumbleweed. It's a classic. It's a classic.
Okay.
Cactus. A long cactus. A pink flower on the top. Sign. Cactus. A long cactus. A pink flower on the top.
Okay.
Sign. It says, Shadow Farm. We sell Atherna's strongest liquor. Continue to the left of the cracked cliff.
Okay.
The cracked cliff. Something shiny. It's just an empty bottle. On the label, it says, Shadow Moonshine. To the crossroad, to Lake of Sand, to Pyramidal Dune, to Shadow Farm, saving
point. Alright, we got some places here.
The cracked cliff, a very normal cliff. On a sign beside it, it says, Cracked Cliff, one of the most beautiful panoramas in Atherna. You are close to the Shadow Farm.
Okay.
A very normal
Let's go.
To the crossroad. To Lake of Sand. To Pyramid. To Shadow Farm.
Let's go to the farm.
Nathan notices a building in the distance. It sways due to the high temperatures. And even when approaching, it does not seem to gain solidity. You have reached Shadow Farm. Shadow Farmer. Shadow Distiller. Shadow Moonshine. Shadow House. Vegetable Garden. To the beginning of the to Twin Dunes. Shadow Farmer. A strange man with completely black eyes is arranging the earth with a rake. The farmer greets Nathan amicably. A strange man with complete Shadow Distiller. A strange distiller made with a black metal. A smell like chamomile surrounds it. The farmer tells Nathan to try his special moonshine. Shadow Moonshine. Some brown-colored bottles are filled with an alcoholic liquid. The color of the drink is similar to a starry sky, and the smell is similar to morphine.
Okay.
Shadow House. Sways like a mirage. Vegetable Garden. Some strange black plants come out of the ground. Their outlines are blurred and always seem to be backlit. The farmer tells Nathan that those shade plants don't need water and grow perfectly in that climate. To the beginning of the desert of the shadows. To Twin Dunes. Nathan approaches two huge dunes of the exact same size. The hot sun strikes his skin mercilessly. You have reached Twin Dunes. Silver sand. Nathan finds a small patch of silver sand. At first the sand seems to support him, but soon the mercenary begins to sink. Nathan has to find a solution soon.
Tap the action button until Nathan is safe. Begin now!
What's the action button? Is the action button the up arrow?
Oh,
it's the control.
You have reached Twin Dunes.
Oh, the action button is the control key. My bad.
Silver Sand. Thanks to his extraordinary strength and tenacity, Nathan manages to get out of the deadly trap of the quicksand.
Quicksand, all right.
Leather pouch. Half covered by the sand, there's a black leather pouch. Inside it sleeps a snake. Annoyed by Nathan, the snake wakes up and attacks.
All right. Let's fight a sneaky snake.
Skull.
What?
Leather pouch. Half covered by the sand, there's a black leather pouch. It's now empty.
Wait, did that?
You opened the menu page. Nathan has 40 life points. Skull. A human skull. The desert is a dangerous place.
Damn it.
Rock with... On the surface of the rock, Nathan admires some shell fossils.
Wait, what did that say?
Skull. Rock with fossils.
Oh.
Shoe. An abandoned shoe. Nathan looks for coins inside, but finds a scorpion that stings him in the hand. Nathan sucks the poison from the wound. His life isn't at risk, but it was painful. To Shadow Farm. Silver Sand.
Well, that's a dumb.
You have Shadow. To Twin Dew. To the beginning.
Actually, what is my health at?
You have... You opened the menu page. Nathan has 30 life. Your back saving point. Use big. To Shadow. To Pyramid. To Lake of Sand. In the golden sand dunes, Nathan glimpses what looks like a lake. Only by approaching does he discover that it's a plain formed by silvery sand. You have reached Lake of Sand.
Alright.
Silver Sand. Nathan enters the sand lake. At first the sand seems to support him, but soon the mercenary begins to sink. Nathan has to find a solution soon. Tap the action button until Nathan is safe. Begin now! Victory! You have reached Lake of Silvers. Thanks to his extraordinary strength and tenacity, Nathan manages to get out of the deadly trap of the quicksand.
Alright, sorry, I have to itch my head. Okay. Alright.
Saguaro. A huge cactus.
Okay.
Barrel cactus. A funny round cactus. Leather pouch. Half covered by the sand, there's a brown leather pouch. Inside it, some coins.
Thank you.
To the rocky plain. To skull-shaped stones. To the beginning of silver sand. To the rocky plain.
Whoops.
The territory quickly turns to desert as Nathan passes through it. The mercenary finds himself in a vast, rocky plain. Only a few sporadic herbs and cacti occasionally color the environment. You have reached Rocky Plain. Bull skull. A cool skull, suitable for hanging above the fireplace. Cactus. A normal cactus. It seems to move when Nathan is not staring at it. It's probably just an illusion caused by the heat. A normal cactus. It seems to move.
Yeah, okay.
Abandoned bivouac. Three tents around a bonfire. It looks deserted. The bonfire has been extinguished for quite a while. Notebook. A leather notebook. Nathan opens it. The phrase... Someone spies on us at night is obsessively written inside.
Okay.
Hoof tracks. Someone ran away in a hurry. To Lake of Sand. Bull scar.
Let's go back here.
You have to the beginning of the Tuskal shape. To the rocky Tuskal. In the desolation of the desert, some skull-shaped rocks stand out. They do not seem natural. Perhaps an ancient civilization inhabited this area. You have reached skull-shaped stones. Gray skull-shaped stone. Made of limestone rock. It's big. Inside one eye socket, there's a rock shaped like a rose. It's the dead rose. Made of limestone rock. It's big. Pink, skull-shaped stone. Made of quartz. It shines under the strong sun. Blue, skull-shaped stone. Made of blue calcite. Touching it, Nathan feels invigorated.
Wait, does that actually heal me?
You opened the menu page. Nathan has 40 life. You're back in the pink blue. Made of blue calcite. It feels cold to the touch. Made of blue calcite. It feels cold to the touch.
Oh, it only heals me once.
Green and pink skull-shaped stone. Made of unikite. Touching it, Nathan has a vision. A woman with gray skin and red eyes.
Okay.
Made of unikite. Nathan doesn't want to touch it a second time. Huts. Some simple wooden huts surround the texts. This seems to have been a sacred place. To Lake of Sand. To Petrified Roots. Gray skull shape.
Let's go here.
Some ancient petrified roots cover the ground. The roots gather on a huge rocky base that was once part of a tree trunk. Nathan pushes aside the thin layer of sand that covers the stone floor. The surface is covered with numerous concentric circles, the growth rings that determine the age of the tree. You have reached Petrified Roots. Petrified Roots. The roots are reminiscent of snakes that were petrified as they were crawling. Growth rings. Given the number of circles, it seems that this tree has lived for millennia. To skull-shaped stones. Petrified root. Growth ring. To skull
Okay, that's kind of weird.
You have to petrify. To Lake of
Let's get back here.
You have to the beginning of the desert, to skull shape, to the rocky leather, to the beginning. You saved the game. Tumble with cacti, the crack something, to the cross, to lake of, to pyramidal dune. While he continues to wander in the desert, Nathan finds himself in front of strange pyramidal dunes. Perhaps they are ancient buildings now covered by sand. You have reached Pyramidal Dune.
Let's see here.
Dead horses. Three horses savagely killed by a dark force. A corpse is under one of the dead horses. Three horses savagely killed by a dark force. A corpse is under one of the dead horses. Sand dune. Nathan walks on one small sand dune. The sand begins to surround him, and a ghost attacks him. The battle begins. Ghost. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements.
Oh, crap. Okay.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Oh. 11. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! 22. Damage suffered. Attack!
Nathan Eel.
6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 8. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 8. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done.
Well, okay.
Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself.
Yeah.
16. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! 0. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage
Jeez,
done.
How tough is this thing?
Study enemy movements.
Come on.
The Sorry enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack. 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack. 6. Damage done.
Jeez.
Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! 0. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements.
Is it even possible to kill this?
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack. 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack.
Victory!
About damn time.
Nathan gets gold. 25. Nathan gains experience points. 2,000. Nathan gets ghost skin. Desert essence. Press control.
Oh, man.
Dead horses. To the destroyed sanctuary. Dead sand dew. Dead tree. Sand. The ghost has disappeared. Dead tree. A dead gray tree. Someone carved on it. She's chasing us.
Let me look at my...
You open. 1. Healing. 1. Rope. 1. Hook. 1. Emerald. 1. Mask. 1. Red ink. 1. Dead rose. 1. Ghost skin. An impalpable and semi-transparent substance. 1. Desert essence. At first sight, it might seem just like regular sand, but it's hot in your hand and never cools down. You open your back leather pouch. Pyramidal leather. Dead tree leather. Half covered by the sand, there's a brown leather pouch. It's empty. Pyramidal dunes. To the beginning of... To the obsidian clearing. To the destroyed sanctuary. Dead hawk. Pyramidal dunes. They are huge. If they are buildings covered by the sand, the ancient population that inhabited the desert must have had great knowledge. To the beginning of the to the obsidian clearing. Nathan arrives in a flat area full of obsidian structures, reminiscent of leafless trees. You have reached obsidian clearing. Obsidian cactus. Looks like a jewel. Small obsidian tree. A small sapling of shiny rock. Nathan wonders if it will grow up. Large obsidian tree. A huge black rock tree. It is impossible to scratch it. Tall obsidian tree. A tall black rock tree. It is impossible to scratch it. Flat obsidian tree. A flat black rock tree. It is as thin as a sheet of paper, and the surface is so smooth that Nathan can see himself in it like a mirror. To pyramidal dune, to the burned meadow, to tangle of petrified snakes, forest portal.
Whoa.
Moldy portal. Obsidian cactus.
These probably don't work, do they?
Forest. The portal resonates with the other end. Nathan can now travel between two distant places.
Oh, the portals are working again.
Moldy portal. It's a portal made of rotten wood covered by a gray mold. This seems to lead to a faraway place.
Wait, so if I go
forest
here.
You have reached quarry. Trunks. Moldy portal. Obsidian portal.
Wait.
You have reached obsidian clearing. Moldy portal. It's a portal made of forest portal.
Okay, that takes me back and forth. That's kind of cool.
To tangle up to the burned net. To pyramidal dune.
Let me go back. Well.
To the burned meadow. The soil is now less sandy. Burnt plants surround Nathan. The smell of ash fills the air. You have reached burned meadow. Bloodstained stone. On the stone it is written in blood, the witch attacks at night. Dead tree. A gray tree. The holes in the gray bark resemble a face. Nathan approaches the plant, and a ghost comes out of the darkness and attacks him.
Ah, hell.
The battle begins.
Not this crap again.
Ghost. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Three. damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done.
I can't do my
study enemy
three
movements.
Combo attack. Just kind of sucks.
The enemy's
more
combo
damage.
Starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered.
Let's try.
Attack. 6. Damage done.
No.
Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done.
Nope, it's only
letting
me do
enemy
two
movements.
Heavy attacks.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack.
Jeez, come on.
6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements.
Jeez, come on.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 6. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Eleven. Damage suffered. Attack! Victory!
Oh, jeez.
Nathan gets gold. 25. Nathan gains experience points. 2,000. Nathan increases his experience level. Nathan gets ghost skin. Desert essence. Bresk. Bloodstained stone. To the obsidian clear. Blood. On the stone it is written in blood. The witch. Dead tree. Tree. Dead. A grey tree. The holes in the grey bark resemble a face. Tree. A dry tree. A corpse is hanging from one of the branches. A dry patch of dry grass. It miraculously survived the fire. Empty bottle. On the label it says, Shadow Moonshine. To the obsidian clear bloodstain. To the...
Huh?
You have moldy portal. Obsidian. Forest. To tangle of... To the burned... To pyramidal. To the... To tangle... A sandy area. Some fossilized snakes sprout from the sands. You have reached Tangle of Petrified Snakes. Silver Sand.
It's probably quicksand.
Nathan enters the sand lake. At first the sand seems to support him, but soon the mercenary begins to sink. Nathan has to find a solution soon. Tap the action button until Nathan is safe. Begin now! Victory! You have reached Tank Silver Sand. Petrified snakes. Some fossilized snakes sprout from the sand. They are huge. Tent. An abandoned tent. They are huge. Inside, some shadow moonshine is on the floor. An abandoned tent. To the obsidian clear. Silver Sand. Petrified. To the.
Let's go here.
You have obsidian. Moldy. Pot. To tangle. To the burned. To pyramidal.
And back here.
You have. To the destroyed. To the obsidian. To the beginning. To dead. Sand. To the beginning.
Let me save real quick.
You save it. You saved the game. You opened the menu page. Nathan has 120 life points. You're
good.
Back
okay.
To shadow. Begin to pyramidal dune. To lake of sand. To pyramidal dune.
Here. Oh, wait.
You have to the destroyed sanctuary.
Yep.
A destroyed circular sanctuary, almost completely covered by sand. The desert wind creeps through its rooms. Howling. You have reached destroyed sanctuary. Black stone steel. On the steel there are written the instructions to summon the ghost oak. To perform the ritual, you need to create the shadow blend potion and pour it on the remains of the ghost oak. The shadow blend recipe is known only to the ones who live within the shadows. Nathan takes notes on a piece of paper. A steel of black polished stone. The instructions are engraved in three different languages.
Oops, that's a vacuum cleaner. Let me
blind audacity.
Mute myself. Okay, I went and had something to eat. I am back.
Blind questy.
Desert altar.
What's
black stone steel?
Continue here.
To pyramidal dune. Ceiling.
Let's see.
A steel of black polished stone. The instructions are engraved in three different languages.
Oh yeah, okay, we already did that.
Desert altar. There's a healing potion on it. A rock altar. Some simple geometric patterns decorate it.
Lots of potions everywhere.
Stone benches.
stone benches. Simple stone benches arranged in two rows. Engravings on the walls. There are various symbols engraved on the walls. Perhaps it is an ancient language. Ceiling. Split in half by a huge crack. To pyramidal dune. Black stone ceiling. Split in half by a huge crack. Engravings. There are various...
Wait.
Stone benches. Simple stone bench. And seal. To pyramid. Black's desert altar. To pyramid.
That's it.
You have reached to the destroyed sanctuary. To the obsidian. To the beginning of pyramidal dunes. Leather pow. Dead tree. Sand. Dead horse. To the destroyed. To the obsidian. To the begin.
See, I don't know now.
You have saved. You saved the game.
It looks like a dead end. There's probably something obvious I'm missing.
Tumbleweed. Cactus. Sign. The cracked cliff. Sign. It says Shadow Farm. The something. To the crossroad. To Lake of. To Pyramid. To Shadow. Saving. To. You. Shadow Farmer. Nathan tells the farmer that he needs to summon the Ghost Oak. The Shadow Farmer reveals to Nathan that he needs 3 ghost skins to prepare the Shadow Blend potion. But the farmer warns Nathan that ghosts cannot be killed by a simple sword. Nathan smiles and reveals that his sword is enchanted and can hurt ghosts. Nathan tells the farmer that he needs to... Shadow Distiller. A strange distiller made with a black metal.
Oh, I need 3 ghost skins.
You open 2, 1, 2 healing. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2 ghost skin. You open an impalpable and semi-transparent.
Yeah, we know.
Nathan has 120 life. Your shadow to twit to shadow vegetable shadow house. Shadow moon vet to the beginning of.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to look for another ghost.
You have saved. You saved the game.
I assume if I wander this place long enough, I'll find one and I'll just kill it, and then I'll come back in part 5. So I think this is a good time to end.
Start blind audacity.
Until next time, you guys take care.